Brad Wing, what's going on with his punting? Is he in kind of a slump? Do you see a common theme with, you know, the last couple of weeks and his punting?
You know, last week he had one bad punt, and it was a poor angle, and so now it goes off the side of his foot 28 yards. But I like the plus area punts that he had. He had two of those, and they were, you know, to the 10, 8-yard line. That's exactly what we want. And then he had the one field punt, which was good, to the right. So, yeah, we just got, I think it's one a game, and we got to eliminate that one a game.
What can lead to that inconsistency? Is it circumstance? Is it, you know, just...
We just got to focus on the details, you know, and make sure the alignment's right. And that's what it was with the Philly punt. So that's what we're looking to improve.
Aldrich was a bright spot for you last week, you know, with this pressure kick, the kickoffs and stuff like that. Can you just talk about the growth that he's had from the start to now?
He listens really well, and he tries to get better every day. It's coachable. And he's really talented, so, you know, he put those together and he works at it, so he's done well so far.
He's also the type of kid who nothing seems to bother him, at least from the outside looking in.
Have you ever seen
a kid like that?
You see guys that are confident like that, but yeah, he's kind of free and easy right now, so it's been good to work with.
What about, you know, on the return game, are you starting to see more of, you know...
I thought the punt return blocking got better. We didn't get... You know, the guy did really a good job with the hang the distance, so it's hard to get something going. But I thought the blocking did improve. There's nothing to show for it, so keep working. Kickoff return, we've got to get better. You know, it's a big point of emphasis this week, being more physical on our blocks. So hopefully we can see the results Sunday.
And what happened on that Dwayne Harris penalty? It looked like he started to call for a big catch.
Well, he, you know, moving his hand, anytime you do that, you can move it out in front of you, two hands to get the coverage off. Or to alert our guys that it's a mishit punt. But once you bring it up around the shoulder, then it's an illegal fair catch, and it was a great call.
So just kind of a mental lip on his part?
I don't. Yeah, you know, because he doesn't remember doing it. So I think he was just trying to center himself on it and not trying to do that. So, because usually when he calls a fair catch, he's up with it early and gets it out. So I've seen him do that since he's been here.
Is he making better decisions now?
I think he's catching the ball better. And yeah, it's not pressing. I mean, some of those punts are hard. You know, you want to return it, but you got a time clock in your head, and once that alarm goes off, you got to throw up a fair catch.